Okay. Larry Flanagan, General Secretary, EIS. Well, primarily because the college management have refused to honour the deal that was agreed almost a full year ago. There have been a number of negotiations and some of the details being worked out, but the management side are now basically stalling on implementing what members took strike action for last year and had expected to see being delivered in their pay packets from this April. So we've been very patient over the course of a full year of discussions, but we now feel that management are certainly stymieing the talks and failing to deliver what they signed up to when we called off our strike action almost a year ago. Well, we had agreed a return to national pay scales, and that was on the basis of the previous arrangement where different colleges paid different rates for the same job. And we agreed to look at a timetable which has now been established around merging the various colleges together and working towards achieving what's called the harmonised pay scale. That had different elements to it, but essentially the first element of that was the payment of the first part of the pay award from this April. Since then, management have sought to have discussions around terms and conditions, which we are quite willing to have in terms of those discussions. But we were very clear that the pay deal was separate from the terms and conditions, and for management to try and tie the two together, almost as I say, a full year on from having reached the agreement, is simply unacceptable. So our members have been balloted on their willingness to take further industrial action to basically get management to deliver a deal that was agreed. Well, I think there's one issue around their inability to operate as a coherent management across the different colleges. I think they are also hoping that they can cause Scottish Government to come into the discussions in terms of giving them additional finance, but we're very clear that the money to pay this pay deal is there in the college sector, and the agreement needs to be honoured. If Scottish Government want to put additional funding in around terms and conditions, that would be welcome. But the pay deal was between the teacher side or the lecturer side and management, and having reached entered into that pay agreement, we think management should now be delivering what they promised. Well, it's to stop dragging their feet and to honour the agreement and deliver their side of the bargain, which ended the strike action a year ago, but which now is causing us to move towards further strike action in a sector which frankly could do with a bit of stability rather than further turmoil. No, I think those are the key things. Yeah. Okay, look. So.